Ever wonder why it seems like you're always waiting forever on the phone to speak with someone at a store? Or why sometimes you can return items easily and then sometimes you can't? Well, it could be because of a secret score companies have put together on you based on thousands of pieces of data. These scores, which can be hundreds of pages long, are supposed to root out credit card fraud, but they are incredibly detailed. They know things like what you ordered from a restaurant 3 years ago. New York Times reporter Kashmir Hill found that out when she got her own consumer score. And what she discovered in those hundreds of pages shocked her. She's here now. Hi.
Hi.
Well, what is your score?
Well, I was thinking this as you were talking. I didn't really get a concrete score. It's not like a credit report where you have a number at the top of it. You know, a lot of these companies, they let you get access to your files. They let you get access to the data that they used to determine your score, but they don't give you your actual score. The one exception actually was a company called Sift that sent me this 400-page file that had what I'd ordered from a restaurant 3 years ago and my Airbnb messages. And every time I'd opened a particular app and information about the devices I used to do these things. And they had scores attached to a number of the transactions in the files. So when I sent an Airbnb message or when I purchased food from Yelp, it kind of looked like codes. It's a bit hard to describe, but it would have a percentage rating as to whether, you know, how likely is this to be fraud? How likely is this to be not fraud? How likely is this to be account takeover, not account takeover, abusive, not abusive? And so I didn't have one big score, but I had a whole bunch of little tiny scores.
That is really unsettling. I guess, you know, on the one hand, that's great that they're not trying to protect us from fraud, right? That's a good thing. But on the other hand, that they know every single detail of our lives, it seems, because we do spend most of our lives online now.
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, I just had no idea that there was any other company besides Yelp that knew everything that I had ordered from Yelp or any other company besides Airbnb that had my Airbnb messages. And it really came as a shock to me to see that information there. I mean, some of that information is pretty banal, but there were a lot of kind of intimate details in my messages to Airbnb hosts about my family and what our needs were from a home and my complaints if we didn't like the home. And I didn't realize a company like Sift would have that information because it was working on behalf of those companies.
And those companies use that information to determine what exactly, how do the messages that you sent on Airbnb link to possible fraud?
So I asked that of the CEO of the company, and he said that, you know, for messages in particular, like Sift tends to get hired by dating apps. And so it's useful for them to look at the messages because then they can kind of see if somebody seems to be a spammer or a scammer, or maybe is impersonating an actual account holder. With the Yelp orders, I said that, you know, I don't understand why you know that I ordered Saag Paneer from an Indian restaurant 3 years ago. And he said, well, we're not interested in the fact that you had Saag Paneer, but we're looking for patterns of behavior across lots of different data that we're collecting. And so he said one thing they've seen that fraudsters will do when you have to enter a shipping address is that they'll say they're based in Alaska. And the reason they do that is because they're putting in lots of these orders, and Alaska is the first state in the drop-down menu. So it's the fastest place to say you're from. And so they're looking for patterns like that, you know, to test stolen credit cards. Sometimes apparently fraudsters will just order the same thing over and over again from a restaurant. So like maybe they just order a Coke and Saag Paneer every single time. And so again, he said, you know, we're not interested in what you did. We're just interested in making sure that you're not doing what fraudsters are doing.
How could this information be used for something other than fraud detection?
One thing that's kind of was hard about this story is there's lots of different companies that we've kind of categorized as being in this secret scoring industry, but the companies do different things. So Sift is kind of trying to weed out spammers, abusive users, fraudsters. But a company like one of the companies I tried to get a report from, but they said they didn't have anything for me, was Retail Equation, which is a company that's been hired by Best Buy, Sephora, Victoria's Secret to identify potential fraudulent returns. And so I looked on Twitter, I saw a lot of people complaining about this, that, you know, they had ordered a bunch of phone cases because they didn't know which phone case, you know, their grandchildren were going to like. And when they went back and tried to return the ones of the colors their kids didn't like, Best Buy said, sorry, you're not allowed to return it, even though it's within policy. This company we've hired, Retail Equation, says that this might be a fraudulent return, you know, that this person might have come in, shoplifted a bunch of phone cases, and then returned them. Hmm. And so Retail Equation is doing something else. They're trying to see, you know, whether someone should be allowed to make a return. Other companies like Customer Inc. are giving companies a profile of a customer in every transaction that that merchant has had with that customer to give them a sense of how valuable that person is. So, you know, they would be able to kind of show them that this is a high-spending customer who usually doesn't cause too much trouble, so treat them well. You know, when they call your 1-800 number, make sure they get a human right away and aren't stuck pressing 3, 7, 6, 5 to get all the robot options.
You could envision this information being sold to, let's say, a foreign government, let's say Russia, that wants to influence the next election.
Yeah, I mean, SIFT, which is the company that sent me the 400-page file, said, you know, we don't sell this to anybody. We don't give this to anybody else. We're only using it, you know, internally on behalf of our clients. And the only way that that data does get intermingled is that they are looking at me across the different companies. They've been hired by Airbnb and Yelp and Coinbase and Hotel Tonight. And they, you know, if my phone is used on Yelp to place a fraudulent order, when my phone shows up on Airbnb, they know, oh, this is somebody we flagged before. But they say, yeah, that they're not selling it. But there's dozens of other companies that are in this industry that, you know, their CEOs did not talk to me, and I don't know what they're ultimately doing with that data.
Hmm. And so how do we even know that these companies exist or who they are?
Yeah, I chose these companies. In part, they've gotten press coverage before, and there was a consumer group here who filed a complaint about this industry with the Federal Trade Commission this summer, and these were some of the companies that they named in the complaint, along with some other companies that help rate and score, you know, potential tenants when you're applying to live somewhere, or potential employees when you're applying for a job. But there's so many more of these companies, and we don't currently have a list of them. This industry, the data broker industry, has been a black box for a long time, and we're only now, for the first time, really being able to pierce the veil a bit, in part because of this new privacy law that's coming into effect in California.
You mentioned this new law. It's coming online next year, the California Consumer Privacy Act. And so will we be able to know exactly who's collecting data on us if we live in California and get that information?
Yeah, Californians will have more rights than the rest of us. I live in New York. I wasn't even sure if the companies would honor my request for this data. And to my surprise, most of them did, and most of them had really just set up this process in the last couple of months in preparation for California's new law. You know, the CEO of SIFT said, we see the writing on the wall, essentially. We think more transparency laws are coming. So we thought, let's not just only roll this out for people in California. Let's do it across the country, just for all of the end users. And I asked them, you know, if they'd gotten many requests, and they said, oh, not at all. Like, we've seen no response. You're one of maybe 5 or 10 people who have done it. But after the story came out, they told me by lunch on the first day they had gotten over 8,000 requests. And I'm sure it's only gone up since then.
Cashmere Hill is a technology reporter for the New York Times, and you can get your own information from some of these companies that she wrote about at newyorktimes.com. Cashmere, thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming up, not even 3 years old, the Marciano Art Foundation shuts down just days after workers announced plans to unionize. That's next on Press Play.